We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy hump day. Feliz ombliguito la semana. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What's up, y'all?
By the way, we need to get to this hilarious story. Brian almost had another terrible accident while doing yoga. And it all has to do with a little challenge that we're going to do later today. We'll get into it in a second. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Or call or text us at 877-971-HINTS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, so a little bit of context here. Yesterday, after the show, we're discussing what stunt we wanted to be challenged to do today at 7:25 in the morning to give away some tickets. And it was perfect because Monday, I went to go get some ceviche at Mariscos El Güero in Chino Hills. And one of the servers there, Marilyn, who's awesome, pulls out of her pocket in a little Ziploc bag these green hot peppers. And she's like, yo, man, these are some of the hottest peppers grown in SoCal. They're called Black Cobras.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
For the record, we didn't know what the name was yesterday.
Yeah.
We were having a conversation.
You didn't tell us that.
The name is aggressive like a secret ops team.
So they're actually green, but they're so spicy that their seeds inside actually eat up the green color around the chile, turning them into black after time.
Whoa. It's so dramatic.
That's why they're called Black Cobras. Anyways, we're sitting in our office. I'm like, all right, man, how many chilies, hot peppers should we eat before trying to sing a song or something like that? And I was like, I don't know, maybe two. Chelsea, I think you said one.
I was like, one, come on.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
And they're tiny. And Brian's like, come on, guys. If it's going to be a stunt, if it's going to be a challenge, we got to at least do three.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not wrong here. And also, if you're going to do a stunt, go all out. Look, I'm all about the people. I'm for the listeners. I want them to be able to laugh at us. You eat one pepper. First of all, I love peppers. I love spicy things. I don't know how hot these peppers are. I also didn't know they were called the Black Cobra of Death or whatever. So if you're going to go in, go all the way in. And I said three. And then I said, you know what? Let me taste one.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you exactly how many we should.
So Brian's in our office, and I'm filming this, and I'm going to play some audio of it. And he literally just took off the tip of the pepper. And then this happened.
Oh, yeah. You want to eat three of them for the challenge tomorrow, bro? Three?
You don't need three.
You can't even speak, bro.
I got seeds. You don't
at
need
least
three.
Two.
The kick comes later, dude.
Yeah.
No, these are fast burners.
Please talk some
no,
more.
No, these ones aren't gonna linger. They're gonna come in hard.
Did you hear that? They're gonna come in what?
These ones aren't gonna linger. They're gonna come in hard.
Truth, man. Look, here's the thing, though. Those peppers, and after yesterday's experience, I've said one is fine. One is just fine. And here's why. Look, they come in like they're not one of the peppers that lasts forever. They come in like hot and hard, and it hurts. But 5-10 minutes later, you're fine. Here's the issue, okay? I was at yoga yesterday at about noon.
Oh, man.
And narrowly avoided a complete disaster where I was in the middle of like some sort of weird pretzel position. And all of a sudden, that pepper decided it was evacuation time. And it was one of those situations where you're flexing every muscle in your body. And you let a little something out,
no,
but you realize, man. No, you have to. It's not your fault. Yeah. And I'm also like squeezed into a little ball. And then you realize, oh, that was, I need to go check. Like, this is bad. Like, I don't even know if this was all just, there might be some solids, I guess.
No.
So I literally went from like a downward dog position in yoga to sprinting out of a yoga class to the bathroom.
Gosh.
And everybody knows when you run out of a yoga class, it's not to feel the phone call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Chelsea, you do a lot of yoga. You see somebody sprinting out of class, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, for sure. That they You pooped your pants. Yep. For sure.
Now we know.
One pepper, guys.
I can't wait for 7:25.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
What's your top most used emoji? If you have an iPhone, just open up like your text and then open up the window for emojis. It's the emoji that's on the upper left hand corner. That's your number one emoji that you use the most, all right? It is World Emoji Day, and a new study just dropped. The most used emoji in the world is the laughing, crying face emoji. Number two, the heart. In Vegas, can anybody guess what the number one most used emoji there is?
Drinks.
Just drinks, cocktails.
Money of some sort. Eggplant.
I heard eggplant coming from the back. Number one is the devil face emoji.
Oh, that's good. That
number two is the flame. And number three, the eggplant, baby. Here in LA, what do y'all think is number one?
Fire.
Ooh. Yeah?
Just hot.
It's a good one. Chels?
Heartbreak.
Oh my gosh.
Chels. Right, Tam?
Express yourself,
girl.
Are you
not having a good week or something? No. I'm not right.
No. Look, it's
how did last night go? Are you good?
I'm good.
I'm
great.
I'm great. It's great to be single again. No, just like. it's actually the fire emoji, Brian. That is correct. Number one, it's lit up in here. Number two is the sun emoji. And number three, palm tree emoji. Oh. So there you go. Let's go around the table. Brian, what's your number one most used emoji, huh?
My top three. My number one is double high five.
Nice.
Number two is face palm. And number three is the middle finger.
That's so uncharacteristic of you.
Clearly,
though.
I text a lot about the show.
Oh, to you guys. Damn.
Look, that's the range of emotions. Okay. Double high fives, face palm, middle finger. It's like I got every corner.
Oh,
Chelsea, what's your number one?
So this is going to be funny what you're going to say about this, Brian, because my top three definitely have to do with Mercury being in retrograde right now.
Blame space again.
Okay, well, we have the crying face emoji.
Oh my gosh.
The weary face emoji.
What's the weary face emoji?
It's like the devastated one, like the, you know what I mean? So, and then.
Like that? Like what?
Like the.
We're on the radio, so you've got to explain it.
I know. I don't know how to explain that. I actually looked up what the name of it was.
Chelsea's just doing some funny face like she's about to sneeze, but with her mouth open.
It's like the one that looks like devastated when you're like, I can't believe this is happening.
That's a good one, yeah.
And then the fire emoji. Those are my top three.
All right, cool. Sounds like that's been a good time lately, Chels.
It's Mercury, I'm telling you.
Mine is laughing face emojis, my number one. And I think it's because I used it a lot yesterday in my comments for Instagram. Because I posted my old picture, my old man picture, you know, with the face app. Yeah. And I'm just laughing at people calling me just the Grinch.
You did look like a little bit of a Whoville character.
You know, a melted George Lopez and a hipster Don Francisco, which is a huge film. That's an honor. Famous Latino TV host, Don Francisco from Sábado Gigante. Se va por el automóvil! That's his famous catchphrase, mm-hmm. which is telling people you're going to go win a car. So I'm down with that. I am definitely down with that.
He's like the Latino Oprah? You win a car!
Yeah,
you win a car!
He really is, bro. And just add a bunch of girls in bikinis on his TV show.
Sounds like the perfect show.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
A little conspiracy theory, guys. Would you say you're somebody that doesn't like to give out your private information? You're very private about everything. Or not so much?
I'm not the biggest fan, but I've had people give it out on the radio before, so I've gotten text messages from just people across the country who just be like, hey, is this Brian? And I'm like, damn it.
Somebody gave out your number on there?
Oh, numerous times. That's awesome. Every time I was late to the last radio show I was on in Atlanta, which was syndicated nationally, they'd give out my phone number on the radio and be like, hey, you should give them a call.
Good idea.
And I'd wake up to 900 missed phone calls.
Chels?
I feel like I should be more private. I feel like I'm not so, I don't hold it super close, but I probably should.
I bring this up because, like many of you, and like tons and millions of people across social media, including ourselves, we didn't think twice about downloading the face app that makes us look old. Take a picture of our face and then post it up. What is this app doing with everybody's face? What if they're storing it for some facial recognition technology of the future? Who are they going to sell our face to?
You mean clone a whole bunch of people?
I don't know, bro.
Just an army of Edgars.
I mean, how do you get into your iPhone now? facial ID.
Yeah.
Apple won't even let you not have that option.
Yeah.
I would much rather not have my phone just look at me and know my face. Man. Also, I get kind of annoyed when I'm like super tired and hungover and my phone's like, I don't recognize you. man.
Come on, like, really? Really, Pop? Siri, you're supposed to be there for me. Anyways, just a little conspiracy theory for you guys.
I feel like if they were to do it, they're not gonna be the first ones. Like even Facebook, everyone, you know, I've kind of just accepted it.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
In a way.
Also, for people that think that they're gonna do anything, what makes you think you're so special? That always makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I don't want them having my information. It's like, what do you think the government's doing?
You never know.
They're not doing anything. You're not important.
Selling your information to Russia to maybe, you know.
That's what Putin wants to know, exactly what kind of Jordans you like on Instagram. That's what really...
We're going to find out, man. Another candidate is going to be rocking you the Jordans you love. Yeah. Anyways, coming up next, Chelsea, what you rocking?
So what live-action Disney movie is Harry Styles rumored to be starring in?
Okay.
I got details on that coming up next in the Chelsea Report around 6:50.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
The full-length trailer for Hustlers, the movie, is finally here, and it does not disappoint. If you haven't seen it yet, you have to watch it. It opens with Jennifer Lopez twirling on a stripper pole, so that's kind of how it starts.
You had me at stripper pole.
Yeah.
Strong start.
But obviously, this movie is going to be huge. It stars Jennifer Lopez, Cardi B, Constance Wu, Lizzo, Lily Reinhart, Kiki Palmer. They all play strippers who band together to start stealing from the rich men who come into their clubs.
And it's loosely based on a true story,
right?
It's loosely based on a lot of true stories.
A.K.A. Cardi B's life. No, just play.
It doesn't sound like much of a stretch, you know, dancers stealing money from rich dudes in New York.
Here's the trailer.
I just want to take care of my grandma, maybe go shopping every once in a while.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to work with animals. I was close. The game is rigged, and it does not reward people who play by the rules. It's like robbing a bank, except you get the keys. Are you in?
We're a family now.
A family with money.
We didn't do anything wrong. You know, Tony wouldn't let this happen. I'm going to text him.
Who gave her phone back?
Yeah, it's not wrong if it's for grandma to help out abuelita. Come on, bro.
Every time I've been to one of those fine establishments, all I hear is that they're all going to college. So I'm surprised that none of them had that, you know. I'm just trying to pay my two loans back, man.
That's true.
That movie comes out September 13th, so get excited for that. I saw this trending last night on Twitter. Apparently, Harry Styles is in talks to star in the live-action Little Mermaid remake.
Okay.
He's in talks to play Prince Eric, Ariel's love interest.
Aww.
Ironically, though, Eric does not sing in the original movie, but the Broadway version, when they redid it, I think a couple years ago, they gave him some songs, and it's confirmed that whoever does play Eric will be singing also in the remake. But so it's just random. Like, Harry all of a sudden is doing all this acting stuff, so it'll be interesting to see if it's not confirmed yet, but if he ends up getting it.
Was he going up for the part of Elvis as well?
That's what we talked about yesterday. Yeah,
right?
Apparently he was in the running for that as well. Obviously, Disney did announce last week that they have cast Halle Bailey as Ariel, so that's the other one. And there's rumor that...
That caused controversy, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's African-American?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Ariel the mermaid, you know, was a red-headed, I guess, white chick, but red-headed cartoon. It's a cartoon, so who the hell knows?
First of all, people are bugging out about her being black or whatnot. It's like, first of all, mermaids aren't real.
You stop it right now, Edgar.
And plus, on top of that, they're in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Caribbean? Like, have you looked at people in the Caribbean? Hello.
I mean, it's all fiction regardless. You can have whoever. That's what actors do. They act.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Miss Connections, you're lucky you missed.
That was close.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Brian found some people on Craigslist that could be looking for you, but you're definitely not going to want to be found by them. They saw you somewhere here in SoCal, and they didn't have the guts to say what up. So now they go to this part of Craigslist to be like, hey, this is the moment I saw you, and they describe you, holla back.
So creepy.
Maybe it's destiny. And today, guys, big news. We've got a listener submission. Somebody emailed me a screenshot.
Oh, really?
And if you look, if you have them, if you find them, these things are hard to track down, send them to me, brian@ampradio.com, and you will make it into the Craigslist Missed Connections You're Glad You Missed.
That's the jam right there.
You stole my parking space at the Target in Tustin.
Oh, I hate that.
I was so mad while I was waiting there with my blinker on after you did it. I waited for you to get out of your PT Cruiser.
Oh, wow. PT Cruiser.
I wanted to kill you.
What?
But then you got out with your blonde hair and that butt. And I watched it walk all the way into the store. I'm not kidding. I watched it the whole way.
Okay.
I found a parking space eventually, thank you very much, and tried to find you inside, but Target is so huge.
It is.
Please find me. That butt is on my mind.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're That's definitely going to want to find them for sure.
Why not, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like you owe them. You know, you stole their parking space. It's rude. Look, this may be weird to admit, and maybe I've already broken a law. Pretty sure that I did. But you were hot as F. Sitting next to me at the table at Applebee's in the bar in Covina. I stole your receipt off the table after you left.
Why?
So now I have your name.
Oh, jeez.
Look, I can probably look you up and find you, but instead of doing that, I'm just going to hope that fate kicks in.
There you go.
And you see this, and someday we do it.
Okay.
Meaning, do it, like go back to Applebee's
yeah,
together.
Yeah, that's what he means.
Come
do
on, Chels.
If not, I'll totally be hitting you up on IG to make it happen. See you soon.
XOXO.
This one is from our homie, Nashville Jennifer.
Oh, what's up, Nash?
It's called You Farted in Ralph's Yesterday.
Wow. FYI.
You were the tall brunette with the near perfect body that farted in the bread section last night in Ralph's.
Yeah, those buns in that bread section.
Oh, it gets better. I was the tall guy next to you that looked over and asked, was that you? You quickly replied, no, it wasn't me. You almost seemed insulted I would ask. As the stink grew, you continued to deny your flatulence.
What?
But it was so evident. I tried to get rid of the stench by waving two loaves of ciabatta bread at it. And you proceeded to storm off in an angry manner. Look, you're beautiful. And even if you are a liar and fart like Clydesdale, I'd love to meet up someday.
Oh, I love that first fart. Nice.
That's how every romantic movie should start. All right, a couple quick ones left. You used to work at this 99-cent store in Alhambra. I was there all the time buying hot Cheetos. Those are my favorite.
So good.
Fun fact.
You don't work there anymore, and it breaks my heart. I regret never asking you if I could buy your used dirty panties.
Whoa! How do you go from hot lemon Cheetos to that, bro?
It's the magic of Craigslist misconnections. There are no rules.
You can't just turn like that.
Also, he says, I will pay cash for them.
Oh, okay.
Of course, you want to keep it deal. You don't want to be Venmoing for dirty panties. Get out of here. All right, here's the last one. You were the pretty Latina woman at the Del Taco in Pomona. On Monday, we made a lot of eye contact. You smiled a few times. I was wearing a Yankees hat. You ordered a Beyond Meat taco, and it got me thinking.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Here it comes.
I've got something Beyond Meat for you.
Why?
What a wordsmith. Hit me up, and we can role play. You can be my dirty drive-thru operator, and I can get all your tacos.
What?
Misconnections, everybody.
Wow. There it is.
What a bunch of romantics.
Hey, man, love's got to start somewhere.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win four passes to cool off and have fun at Knott's Soak City, the OC's largest water park. After this stunt that we're going to do, I think we're going to need to go there and just open our mouth, bro, in the pool. Just let it chill.
I mean, that's gross, but I nibbled on one of these peppers yesterday. And it's devastatingly hot, but then also almost pooped my pants at yoga. So it's gonna, the after effects will be felt for whoever for hours.
All right, this is what's going to happen, guys. We're going to spin the stunt wheel, and whoever name it lands on, Brian, Chelsea, or myself, will have to chew and swallow one of the hottest peppers grown in SoCal, the Black Cobra Pepper. You, the contestant, will decide if you think we can chew it, eat it, and sing the key song of the day for your chance of winning a Jeep today. Sucker by the Jonas Bros for 30 seconds without taking a drink. Thankfully, we have our Body Armor sports drink in studio. Help you cool off. Let's go to the phone lines. Elizabeth from Fontana, good morning.
Good morning.
Elizabeth, before we spin the wheel, who do you think can last 30 seconds after grubbing this hot pepper? The little tiny chiles. They're like green, usually like your pops or your tío grows them in the backyard and tricks your friends into being saying, oh, it's just candy. Well, who do you think can last 30 seconds?
I'll say Chelsea and you.
Okay.
Chelsea and myself. You don't believe in Brian. Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. We're going to spin the wheel. We're going to spin the wheel. See. All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Who's going to have to do the stunt?
Here we go.
I'm nervous.
Please don't land on me. Oh! What did it land on?
Well. Elizabeth. Looks like your destiny is in my hands.
Oh, I left it on Brian. Ooh. All right. I'm passing over the black cobra chiles that I got from my friend Marilyn, who works at Mariscos El Güero in Chino Hills.
Good thing I don't have yoga today.
She pulled them out of her pocket. It's like, yo, here you go, in a little baggie. We are live on Instagram. And Instagram?
Instagram.
Sometimes it is. We're live on Instagram.
This one's got a nice... like a black tint to it on one side and green on the other.
Check us out on the gram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Now, these green peppers actually slowly turn black because the seeds are so spicy that they eat the color off its own skin. That's why they're called black cobras. All right, Brian. So we're going to hear you chew it and swallow, bro.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, the time starts for you to sing Joe Bro Sucker. Elizabeth, do you think Brian can last 30 seconds? You have to guess correctly for you to win these four passes.
30 seconds. That's it.
Singing, yes. Without taking a drink.
Whew. I'm going to go with yes.
Oh, she believes in you, Brian.
Brian. All right, here we go.
Come on, go back.
Oh, man, all right.
All right, here he goes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, good Lord. He's turning red.
Oh, my gosh.
He's turning red. Start singing, bro. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Time starts now.
I'm a sucker for you. Oh, my.
Yo, put the trash can next to him in case he yaks, please.
You say the word, I'm going to blindly. And then roll, take. Oh, my God. Oh, good Lord.
10 seconds gone.
Oh, my God.
Back off.
I'm a sucker for you. For all the. Oh, I can't see through my tears. Oh, little things.
He's
no one knows. Oh, my armor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shoot.
I'm a sucker for you.
You're
making typical break.
Oh, my God.
I'm a sucker for you.
4.
And then say it.
3.
He's still going.
I'm a sucker for you.
2. 1.
I'm a sucker. Oh, my God.
He did it. Brian did it. Drink the bottle.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Yo, he's just got babas coming from his mouth right now. Straight up just drool.
Like, literally the look of pain on his face right now.
Non-stop drool coming from his mouth. Oh, but the good news is, Elizabeth.
Oh, so is it a fast burn this time around, or?
I can feel it in my ears.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Elizabeth. You're going to Soak City.
Yay. Thank you, Brian.
What do you want to say to Brian? His eyes are bloodshot red right now after eating that cobra.
Guys, I'm not okay.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Brian legit is in tears right now, guys. Legit in tears.
God.
You got to watch this on Instagram Live at 97.1 Amp Radio.
I have tears. My nose is running. I'm drooling.
Tamara, do me a favor. Keep the live running while we play this song. This is amazing what's happening right now.
Brian thinks it's amazing.
Elizabeth, we'll get you all the details off the air. Hold on, all right? Thank you for calling in.
Oh, my God.
All right, coming up next, Brian will be recovering on Instagram Live at 97.1 Amp Radio, and we're going to get an update from Chelsea's drama yesterday. We asked you if you're at a party with your new man, and your new man's ex showed up and caused drama, would you reach out to her? Most of you said no. But Chelsea did it anyway.
I'm stubborn.
Because she kind of knows this girl, but didn't know it until she saw her at the party.
Oh, God.
She's going to read us what she texted her, and this girl responded back. Yo, I smell the pepper.
I smell
the chili, the kind that your mom cooks sometimes and makes you cough in the house.
No, this is like really bad.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We're about to get an update on Chelsea's drama. She did reach out to Tinkerbell's ex girlfriend. More details on that in a sec. Brian, thank you for making it back into studio. Brian just chewed a black cobra pepper, one of the hottest peppers you can grow in SoCal. He's still crying.
It's
legit,
lot,
like
man.
Literally crying.
Yeah. I couldn't breathe for a minute. I had to go upstairs to the little cafe we have and buy milk and a sandwich. It's like really, I mean, it's bad. I burped and it like all comes right back. I'm just, it's a countdown, right? Because yesterday I nibbled the tip yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
And I made it about 2 hours and then almost had a emergency during yoga. I had to run out of yoga class. So
by 9:52 then, we got to brace ourselves. Clear the way for Brian.
I mean, this is going to be worse. I can feel it. My stomach's just like, it's going to turn into like cargo bay doors on a plane. It's going to drop everything.
Appreciate that. In case you missed it, there is video on our Instagram live at 97.1 Amp Radio. Check it out. It's pretty amazing. You're a champ, though, bro. Everybody's saying you're a champ, Brian.
Hanging in there, guys.
You want tickets for our listener for last thing. Yep. All right, guys. So yesterday we were asking you for Chelsea. Would you reach out to your new man's ex if she showed up at a party that you were at, caused crazy drama with your new man, not necessarily directed at you, but with your new man? But then you also realized once you saw her, like, yo, we know each other from the past. And Chelsea, you guys aren't like best friends, not even friends. You're more of acquaintances.
Total acquaintances. But I do remember like 3 or 4 years ago when I first met her, she vented to me about her boyfriend at the time. So like she talked to me about Tink, which is just a weird coincidence.
Yeah. It's like she doesn't have a lot of friends if she's vented to you 4 years ago. You guys barely knew each other. She's like,
hey, nice to meet you. Let me tell you about my boyfriend.
Stupid boyfriend.
I mean, kind of. And I also ran into her about a month ago with still no knowledge of the fact that she was the ex, and she kind of ran up to me, gave me a hug. We were very like friendly.
So this weekend you're at this birthday party with Tinkerbell, the guy you've been going strong with for the last 3 months, but still unofficially your boyfriend. And she had some drama with him on the side. You came up to say hello to her. She kind of gave you a Fucci face, kind of like stank face, like whatever. So you decided to reach out. Mm-hmm. Even though majority of our listeners said, no, don't do it. It's drama. Let it be. You texted her yesterday or DM'd her.
I DM'd her on Instagram.
So what happened? She did respond to you.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I still don't know if this is the right decision, but alas, it happened. So basically, I reached out to her and I just said, look, I felt the need to reach out to you since we've known each other for a minute. I've always respected you. And when Tink and I first started talking, I had no idea he was your ex. And woman to woman, I just want you to know none of this has been behind your back and there's no cattiness on my end. Truly sorry how it played out is basically the summary of what I wrote to her.
Because what you're afraid of, and I respect this, is the fact that maybe for some reason she was thinking like, Chelsea knows he's my ex.
Yeah.
And why is he dating him behind my back or whatever it may be? But that's not even the reality.
No. And it's like, yeah.
It's like, well, she's not your friend. So, like, and like, look, when you move on in your life, every person you date next is behind your ex's back. Because that, like, it would be so disrespectful if you called your ex, like, just want to let you know I'm dating somebody already.
Yeah.
And because of work, you're going to see her over and over again at events. So you just want to be peaceful.
And we're adults. Exactly. Yeah. I just want us to have kind of this clear slate. So, so she wrote back right away and she just basically said, hi, like, I appreciate you reaching out. Totally understand. You know, Tink and I have been done for a while. Wish you guys the best.
All right.
And then she unfollowed you.
Well, she's already had
actually not sure.
She had already unfollowed you. Or did she follow you back on the ground?
I don't know, guys.
Let's check real quick.
I'm sure.
So where does this go from here, Chelsea? Are you done speaking to her, reaching out to her? Are you going to try to be friends with her? Or are you just, this is it, you're good?
No, like, I just felt like I needed to speak my heart. And I don't, like, I'm sure I'm going to run into her again. Hopefully we can just be cordial and cool and there's no cattiness. That's all I wanted out of the situation, you know?
How did Tinkerbell feel about you reaching out to his ex?
At first, he kind of wasn't that excited about it just because, like, they have drama, you know, and I understand that. I actually felt a little bit bad after because he kind of voiced to me, like, you know, it's just, I want you to kind of be on my team. And, you know, so we had a conversation about it, but we talked it out, and we actually had a really good conversation that I kind of feel like made us sort of stronger at the end.
Okay.
So, wait, are you less unofficial now?
Yeah. Where are we leaning?
I mean, guys, you know how I feel about labels right now. One day at a time.
Plus, this weekend, she's going to Cancun, bro. She can't be having labels in Cancun. Come on, bro. It's international law.
I do have a bachelorette party this weekend in Mexico.
This poor guy.
True. I respect him. It's all is good. It's just, we're not rushing into anything.
Chels, I'm proud of you for being grown and just being like, yo, I just want to be at peace with this woman to woman, and then let's move on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's dope. All right, cool. Coming up next, familia, Chelsea, depending on how that would have gone, I thought you were going to join our next guest, who is a SoCal woman, and this girl did something amazing, guys. She went off on an amazing mission to go on 30 dates in 3 days. How did it go? What are the weird things that went down? Did she find the one? You'll find out coming up next.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
I mean, we've heard of Chelsea stacking dates.
Yeah.
How many have you stacked in one night, Chelsea?
I think the most was 3, right?
3.
Yeah.
Now imagine going on 30 dates in 3 days. absolutely amazing. Welcome, Gabby, in studio.
Hi.
32-year-old writer for Cosmo magazine. She wrote this article about this social experiment mission to find the one.
Yes.
The most efficient way possible, Gabby.
I'm almost 32. I'm 31 currently. Uh-huh. You know, I'm tight on time.
It's tough out here. Rolling in those streets, right?
Rolling on the go. And you got all these apps. You can just rip through those things and line them all up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did come off a little thirsty being like, want to get breakfast?
So breakfast date, coffee.
Let's do it 8 a.m. Yeah.
So the guy would message you like, hi. You're like, breakfast, 8:30 a.m. today. Yes or no?
Here's my number. Let's go.
So before you tell us if you did find somebody that's quality and you're potentially going to date a little bit longer than the first date, tell us about the process. How did you find so many dudes?
Oof, well, the dating apps, for one.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is actually I invited my friends to set me up because I only had a week to put this together. Uh-huh. And yeah, so all the dating apps.
Was there one dating app that worked the best, that had the best quality of guys?
Bumble and Hinge, I would say, for sure. Hands down. Tinder was I would always go on the date. I'm like, is that what this is? Is this a booty call?
It's all good. It's all good, yeah.
I didn't say it. I almost said it.
No, you're good. Yeah. So Tinder, she's like, yeah. It was a little more direct than that.
Yeah.
Cool. So Bumble did the best for you. Any weird stories? Like going through this process, especially being so direct with the guys, right? Like, yo, let's meet. They basically said hello and you were down to hang out.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, about that. I mean, I was like, yeah, let's get a drink or a call. Well, I had to keep all the dates in a radius around each other. And then I was always nervous that I would. The bartenders never were like, oh, you've been here earlier.
That's hilarious. Whoa, this guy changed, huh?
Yeah. I think they think I'm an escort. My local bars, I think. I'm not just a hopeless romantic.
How did you do that, though? Did you have to limit your drinking? Because, I mean, 30 days.
A lot of coffee dates. And then sometimes I had to limit my coffee intake because after four cups of coffee, you can't have more coffee. Mm.
This chick talks really fast.
I already talk fast without the caffeine.
Gabby, when you realized, because you had to be efficient, 30 dates in 3 days, how would you peace out on guys if you knew maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes in, this is not going to work out?
Well, I told them about the hour rule, which I think should translate in normal dating. Mm-hmm. First date should be an hour. Because if you don't if you like them, it's good because it's in your favor. You'll get a second date. If you don't like them, I mean, what an easy hard out. Mm-hmm. I have to leave in an hour.
And then you leave them wanting more.
Yes.
Yep. And you don't hit that point of awkward conversation.
No.
Where you're just both spinning your wheels. How do we end this?
Although I will say I went on some dates where 15 minutes in it already got out.
What are some things to help us dudes out here where the struggle is real? What are some things they should avoid doing on first dates that you're like, really, guys?
Don't try too hard. Just be yourself. Because I think people are so trying to be this person that they're not. Be organic. Be who you are. Also, if you have aspirations of doing stand-up comedy and you're not a stand-up comic, this is not the time to try out material.
You're like, no, wait, just hold on, Gabby, hold on. Yeah. This next one is really going to crush.
No, because one of the guys wanted to do stand-up and started telling me jokes that the punchlines were all just racist. And I was like, this is not, it's 2019. Like, no.
You're like, boy, this hour went quickly.
Yeah, that was 15 minutes.
Any other questions, Chelsea?
Do you feel like you, because I feel like a lot of us will have a type or there's certain guys you go after, you know? Do you feel like a lot of the guys, did you try to sort of go after guys that maybe you maybe wouldn't give a chance if you just met them at the bar or something?
I think so, because I was more open to if we connected, then I was like, let's go on a date, even though if it wasn't necessarily translating, because I just wanted to be open to that. Mm-hmm. And I think that you should do that with dating.
That's dope.
I wrote another Cosmo article that's in the July issue where I swiped right on guys that had bad photos, which I think is also, so I was using that technique too, because I think guys don't take good photos and you never know.
That's facts right there. All right, coming up next, if you just tuned in, we're catching up with Gabby. She went on the social experiment mission of finding the one in the most efficient way possible by going on 30 dates in 3 days. And the question that everybody wants to know is, did you find the one, or at least somebody worthwhile going on a second, third, fourth date? Let us know coming up next. Also, what was the overall lesson?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Right about now, we got a special guest. Her name is Gabby, 32 years of age. She's a writer, host, comedian, and went on an amazing social experiment mission to find the one. How? By going on 30 dates in 3 days.
So impressive.
Talk about being efficient, Gabby. One of my favorite parts about the article is where you said, I nixed the small talk on the dating apps and upgraded my conversation to, hey, You want to hang out at 8:30 a.m. on Saturday? You're like, aggressive? Maybe. Worth it.
Totally.
That's your opening line.
It was. So it was worth it. I highly recommend breakfast dates. We need to go on breakfast dates and less drink dates. I think they're great. You're alert. You're there. There's food. There's coffee. It's great.
It's really good. It's really hard for it to go wrong, right?
Yeah.
Chelsea, you brought up a really good question about these 30 dates.
Yeah. Like, out of the 30 dates, how many would you say were actually good?
I think, like, there was two that were bad, and then the rest of them were good. So I would say they're all good, but would I want to date those guys again? Like, out of that, I went on second dates with maybe six of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Got it. Dang, all in 3 days, girl?
No, after second dates. After I took a breather.
The big question is, did you find anybody worth going on a third, fourth, fifth date? Somebody that you're even still talking to now? I know you wrote the article for Cosmo, but we'd love to know, did it work? Did this experiment work?
Well, I'm actually engaged.
Guys, that's all you have to do. 30 dates in 3 days. Kidding. You get a rock at the end.
No, I'm not engaged. Yeah, I think I'm still talking to two of the guys. But no, I didn't find true love. But I think it opened me up to know what I want.
Okay.
And I think I feel, I have a better, clearer head when it comes to dating.
Do these two guys, first of all, know that this was an experiment, one? And two, do they know of each other right now?
I like the name challenge instead of experiment because it was a challenge. I just went through a breakup and this was a great way to get myself out there. And I'm inspiring other women to do the same, which is great. And yes, all the guys, to my knowledge, know. If they don't know, then they're not stalking me on Instagram to the level that I would like them to stalk me on Instagram. Nice.
Up your game, fellas.
So, slide into those DMs,
It kind of makes sense. Like, I guess we always assume that, especially when you get out of a relationship, that you're just going to be right back where you left off.
Yeah.
But it's like one of those situations where you forget that dating is a skill. Meeting people is a skill. Conversation is a skill. And so you go on one bad date after being in a relationship and you're like, well, that was awkward. Never doing that again. Mm-hmm. But you realize that you just got to, like, get it going again and learn how to, like, have those interactions and have icebreakers. And also, 15 minutes into a date, you said, you'd be like, no. In your mind, you're like, this one's
which
done.
Is why the hour-long challenge is so key. I set all these dates for an hour to make it possible, right? And I think you could still do this on first dates. First date should be an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Out of the two guys that made it on to the next round, meaning hanging out with them, I'm so curious to this. How similar are they to each other?
Well, you know what's so funny is they're, I guess, the two bookends. There was the first date and the last date.
That's interesting.
And the first date I was talking to before and we still talk. And then the last date, well, he just hasn't texted me back in a while. So if you're listening, please text me back.
So are they similar?
No, completely polar opposite.
That's dope.
That's so cool.
I don't really have a type, I don't think.
Do you think the first, like, clearly some of the dates you put a little more effort into setting up than the other ones, right? So do you think, like, maybe some of that effort on the first and the last because you're like, oh, finally the last date is here, or the first, and then some you're like, breakfast, cool, let's do it.
I think with the last date, so my last date was 5 dates because we hung out for a very long time, and my editor said that counted. But I think I equate that to, like, red prison Jello, where it's like you think it's like a Michelin star dessert, but it's just Jello. And so maybe that was the case. I don't know because I was, like, delirious after going on all this.
It's all about perception, bro.
Right? So was it delicious or was it just Jello? I don't know.
If you're just tuning in, we're catching up with Gabby. She wrote an amazing article for Cosmo, and she went on 30 dates in 3 days. So there's hope for two guys. And overall, what's been the feedback you've gotten from your followers, your readers, etc.?
I've been getting DMs from a lot of girls that are like, thank you for this because you've inspired me to get out there. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't going on dates and I have this amazing date because if you could go on 30 in 3 days, I could go on one in a week. And I think you should just challenge yourself with dating. Challenge yourself to go on a date a week, a day, whatever. Yeah. Like, just get out there, especially when you're coming out of a breakup, because the reason why you stay in a relationship for too long is because you don't think there's anything better. But there is.
Mm-hmm. Preach, girl.
There is. Yes.
Preach.
I do think that genius, the hour rule, is something that you can, like, geniusly set up. And the best part is you could just say, like, hey, I got to go do this thing in an hour, so we'll have an hour to hang out. And if it goes fantastically, you can earn points by just going, like, yo, I canceled that stuff.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm feeling this right now. I'm feeling it.
Gabby, where can our listeners follow you on the gram?
Well, I like how you're not saying my last name, which is Conti. So Gabby Conti, I know.
And I'm not taking the chance. I'm not taking the chance.
It's Gabby Conti. ITS GABICONTI, and I'm 31 still. I will be 32 on Thursday.
Who wrote 32 in my notes?
It's okay.
You're up, Edgar.
I know.
Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you. I'm feeling 32.
Out of the two guys, who are you going to invite to your birthday party?
Neither, because actually I started dating a new guy, so maybe I'm going to invite him.
Queen!
All right. We are live on Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. We're going to stay live while we play some music for you. You can ask questions to Gabby about this challenge, not experiment.
Challenge.
30 dates in 3 days while we're off the air.
Now, is this one serious? Like, do you see a potential labels with this one?
We had a good second date last night, so we'll see. I don't know. But then, like, cut to him ghosting me. Like, that's what happens.
Tell us more about those dates. We're live on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Hang out with us.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
Nothing like a little bit of drama. Kendall Jenner clapped back at her ex-boyfriend, basketball player Ben Simmons' sister.
Okay.
After she called her a hoe on social media.
All right.
Kendall and Ben dated.
Not a gardening tool, no.
Yeah, no. They dated off and on for, I want to say, about a year. But Ben's sister randomly, so she responded to a viral meme about Kendall dating 5 basketball players. She responded to it saying, I just wouldn't ever want to be known for dating athletes. Like, imagine working your way through a league, not a team, a league.
Ooh.
So then obviously all of Kendall's fans came after her, and then she responded to the fans saying, oh, F you guys, I live under a tree, hashtag shady life, and I'd rather be crazy than be a hoe.
Oh.
So then Kendall weighed in on the situation and fired back saying, 2 out of the 5 guys are accurate. Thanks. And there you have it.
I doubt it. Look, dude, everyone's like, oh, stop shaming Kendall. If things are funny, it's funny. Mm. It's funny that she's dated or messed around with or hung out with 5 guys playing in the NBA. It was also funny when Khloe did it. It was also funny when Kim did it. It was also funny when every single one in their family dated multiple athletes back to back. It's just funny.
Yeah, how would you feel if people shamed you for your family tradition?
You know, it's funny that Kim's the black sheep that actually dated a musician. Like, that's, she's like the only one that dated a musician.
She threw one in there. Well, she Kanye. Was hitting like different. She was like Reggie Bush, NFL.
Yeah.
Chris Humphries, NBA. Lamar was Chloe. Yeah. It's impossible to keep this straight.
Same. I miss the old Kanye.
What I don't like about this is the double standards. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would have been saying this about a dude. That's the whole thing.
Course.
That's the whole thing.
Definitely.
I don't like about it.
Leo and his models, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
On. He's got a type.
Yeah, I mean, 21. That's his type.
Oh, true that. All right, so The Lion King comes out tomorrow, July 18th. I've been very excited about it.
So good.
Yeah, I got to go to an early screening yesterday. And, okay, first off, I recommend seeing it in IMAX because literally you feel like you're a part of the kingdom. Like, you feel like you're in the stampede. It's insane. But
it wasn't 3D. It was just IMAX?
IMAX, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I love that screen.
What's
it's amazing.
The difference?
3D is like where you wear the glasses.
Yeah, I don't even know what IMAX means. If I'm just the average person who doesn't know what IMAX is, like, what is that?
Do you want to explain?
Well, IMAX is, I guess it's just the screen is like
a lot bigger, curved, a lot wider and taller, and then the sound system's like,
I don't
way
know the technical
more
terms.
Amazing. Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe I shouldn't have asked you to explain it.
No, all you have to do is Google IMAX tickets.
That's not how it works in real, like, we're supposed to tell
guys,
people.
Don't listen to us. Just Google whatever you want to know.
Google anything we
no,
talk
what I'm
about.
Saying. Okay.
So the experience is you felt in it. Like,
yes.
You're straight up in it.
You fell part of it.
Did you get emotional, Chelsea? Because I did when I watched it when I was a kid. But, I mean, is it still, as an adult, like, pretty emotional?
Movie? I mean, honestly, and that's what I was going to say, too. I was definitely brought back childhood memories. I found myself, like, getting super emotional, especially, like, the first scene when they're singing Circle of Life. And it was great. I didn't know how it was going to go. Like, is it going to be the exact same movie? Mm. Are they going to change it up? But it was very similar. Like, they didn't change a lot up, which I actually really appreciated.
I feel like you have to kind of do that, right? Because people would get really mad if all of a sudden there's a totally different ending to Lion King.
And Chelsea, how was the singing in it? Like, the songs?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, very similar to the original. Obviously, like, Beyonce's song was in it, Spirit, which was incredible. Such a good song. The music video for that actually came out today. But I think the crazy thing about it, so with, like, the whole CGI thing, I felt like almost like I was watching a television nature documentary. Like, I felt like David Attenborough was going to come in any minute and, like, narrate it because it was so realistic to the point of, like, just, it was incredible how they study these animals and even, like, every twitch, every, like, you feel like you're literally sitting in the, in Africa, like, watching these animals.
Sure.
Yeah, and the way, that, yeah, exactly. And the
like
way they interact
safari.
With each other. Like, it was that, I couldn't, like, stop just, like, focusing on that, but it was so good. I highly recommend it. Timon and Pumbaa were obviously hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of their lines were improv'd, so which you can tell. Like, I was, like, sitting there being like, I wonder how many takes they did and, like, how they picked the best one, because they're hilarious, you know. But yeah, overall, I highly recommend going and seeing it. So
you think it's gonna crush records this weekend when it comes out, The Lion King?
I hope so. You know what's interesting though is I was looking today, and like it's not getting like there's a lot of people that are giving it bad reviews. But I guess
I guess that's
like normal with any like classic movie that comes out.
I mean, there's going to be people who just don't like the fact that it's live action versus animation. I mean, there's a lot of look. I saw people when they were posting the pictures of the characters. They're like, no, I do not want to see the warthog, whatever Timon or Pumbaa. Like looking so realistic, they wanted
so
the
cool,
cartoon.
Though.
They're the cartoon purists. You know what I mean?
It's so cool though.
Which else? I'm glad you loved it though. And next time, shoot us an invite, y'all.
I think we were on the guest list, man.
Facts.
Sorry about that. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
So remember earlier on the show, for those of you that missed it, I brought up the fact of like, everybody jumped on this whole face app situation, right? Grabbing the face app to make your pictures turn like really old, and it's been funny, old face challenge, whatever it is. And I was thinking, like, this app now has all of your images, tons of pictures of you. Like, what's being done with all that information, right? And I did some more research, and I found this article on the New York Times that says this. Dozens of databases of your faces are being compiled without your knowledge by companies and researchers, with many of the images then being shared around the world. It has become a vast ecosystem fueling the spread of facial recognition technology.
That's terrifying.
I mean, who cares?
Who cares?
I mean, like, we already have facial recognition on our phones.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you go to post a photo, your phone will be like, how about these people? Is this who you want to tag?
That's crazy.
It is so bizarre.
But why wouldn't that? That'd be great, though, man. You could just walk up to your car, the door opens, your house opens, like, just by checking you out. I mean, I just don't, I feel like we're getting hyper-paranoid, like they're going to do something crazy with your face.
Bro. The databases are pulled together with images from social networks, photo websites, and Chelsea
what?
And Tamara.
Yeah.
Dating apps.
Well, weird.
It's really going to be confused if it only looks at your dating app pictures, because those ain't real.
And a lot of those are deep pics.
Different rich. Your phone's going to be like, God, you had chins in this other picture. You had a jawline in this other photo.
What is going on here? Anyways, it is what it is. Is it going to stop me from using them? No. This is what it is. Just thought I'd let you guys know. All right, feel good story coming from Tamara, our social media guru. And I'm proud of this story because it comes from your sorority, Tamara.
Yeah.
Represent, girl.
So my sorority is Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Wait, hold on. You're incorporated? Is that like a business?
Yes.
You guys are a business?
You have to say the fool. You got to say the fool. Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
LLC.
So we're founded by 22 illustrious founders. But we actually had a convention in New Orleans, and there was a big flood going on out there. So a lot of my sorors and profites is someone that came before me, they had to cancel some of their flights to get out there because of the big storm. So instead of Delta getting and throwing away all the food, they supplied 17,000 worth of food to the homeless or
people
that were hurt or, you know, couldn't get food.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was very exciting. And, you know, our main, our three principles are scholarship, sisterhood, and service. So, of course, we had to give back to the community. So I think it's just a beautiful thing that my sorority was able to give back to the homeless or people that were in need during the flood.
I think it's great. And also, like, I was in a sorority in college growing up in college.
Yeah.
And back in my day.
we get a bad rap. You know what I mean? You get a bad rap for partying and there's a frat and whatever. But it's nice. People don't realize that a lot of being a part of sorority is giving back.
Right.
And it is charity work.
Right. And we do a lot of work, and just giving back is one of our main principles.
Preach.
So, you know, sororities is a good thing.
Look.
So don't knock it.
All the sororities that I knew in college, they were giving back a lot.
Okay, Brian.
Jeez, Brian.
Without volunteering and stuff. You guys get it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Thank you for hanging out with us, giving us another day to do what we love. We got the Dopest Moment Award right now. Going out to our very own, our homie, Brian, that surprisingly is still in the studio and hasn't rushed out running to the bathroom.
I mean, it's in me. I feel like doing that. At this point, I just feel like, because I was crying from eating that pepper, those peppers, so I feel like I cried my eyes out. You know what I mean? Like you feel
literally.
Like my tear ducts feel all dry.
You're like emotionally.
Yeah, it hurts.
Unavailable, yeah.
Earlier on the show, Brian took on this challenge and got destroyed by one of the hottest peppers that you can grow here in Southern California. It's called the Black Cobra. And it's actually green and it's tiny. to usually grow it in a backyard. Usually, if you have a Latino friend, they've offered it to you as candy just to make fun. And then, yeah, it's candy. Try it. And then you're dying. They're like, oh, it's so funny.
If you eat a pepper and you think it's candy, you're an idiot. That is not your friend's fault. That is your fault.
It's actually green, but it's called a black cobra because the seeds, and it's so spicy and the acid's so crazy that it eats its own skin, turning it black. So that's what's going on inside Brian's stomach right now. But anyways, here's the moment where Brian crunched into it, swallowed it, and then had to sing for 30 seconds.
Oh, man. All right.
All right. Here he goes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, good Lord. He's turning red.
I'm a sucker for you. Oh, my. Oh.
Yo, put the trash can next to him in case he yaks, please.
You say the word, I'm going to blindly. And then roll take. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God.
I can't, I can't see through my tears. I can feel it in my ears.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Guys, I'm not okay.
Oh, my God.
My man was just drooling like a five-month-old baby that was teething, bro. It was wild.
My nose was running. It happened so fast, too.
But you did it. You did it, and you won our listeners some tickets.
The crazy thing is you, when we talked about it yesterday, you were like, yeah, we should do three peppers for sure. Like, can you imagine if
you No, you died. You yeah. died. Like, I couldn't. I had trouble breathing when I went upstairs to our little vending machine area to get milk. And look, I walked back my three pepper recommendation yesterday when I nibbled just the tip of one.
Hey.
And it was hot. It hurt. It was hard to speak. But worse is what happened at yoga when I almost had an emergency in the middle of a yoga class, which I'm anticipating something happening to me in about T-minus 45 minutes.
Well, what are you doing today? What is your schedule
look
like?
Well, I'm going to go home and take a nap for a little bit. And then I'm going to go to the gym, but I'm not going to the gym until I find out the wreckage that this pepper is going to cause.
Oh, man. It's going to be crazy. All right. Yes, your tea's coming up next. Make sure you catch that video. It's up on our Instagram live feed.
Not the video of the carnage. The video of
Brian eating the hot pepper. All right. Check it out. It's at 97.1 Amp Radio. Don't allow anyone or anything, not even a hot pepper, to steal your joy. Love you guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.